Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky, and joining me in studio, WBJC's Katya Harrison. Nice to see you.
Good to see you too, Jonathan. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, we have two wines to review, one white and one red. Let's start with the white. This was a Viognier 2014 from the Maison Nicolas Perrin, P-E-R-R-I-N.
And it's funny, we opened it up a couple of nights ago. I took a sip, you took a sip, and you sort of looked at me, and I just said, oh, this is wonderful. This is not your kind of wine. It is definitely my kind of wine. And yet, the winemaker's notes say that there are notes of citrus fruit, white flowers. This is quite a tense wine, the opposite of full-bodied and buttery. Crisp, mineral, and has a lovely finish. I would agree with a lovely finish, but I thought that this was really more about this ripe honeydew melon, especially the second day. I would actually open this, if you like that sort of thing, I would open it and then just let it breathe for a little while and then start drinking it the next day to really enjoy that beautiful ripe honeydew melon.
Well, I have to say this had almost no acid, which for me is a big thing that I like in white wine. And I didn't find it refreshing, but I found it opulent and luxurious. Also, by the way, your plan of opening it and drinking some of it after it's had a chance to breathe will be aided by the fact that it has a screw top. Our second wine is the Southern Rite Pinotage, vintage 2014, and this comes from the Hemel and Erde Valley, which is about as far south as you can make wine. It's near the cold Atlantic, just 2 kilometers from the sea, and usually when I think Pinotage, I think it's going to be some big monster thing. The classic line was that it would have some sort of burnt rubbery finish, but this was a beautiful, medium-bodied, very respectable wine, actually.
Yeah, they say that sometimes the Pinotage has a little bit of the smell of acetone, and maybe that's that burnt thing that sometimes people pick up. So when I tried this, the very first thought I had was, this isn't what I was expecting from my Pinotage. But then I had the second and the third sip, and I decided I really liked it. It's very elegant, it's well balanced, and it's smooth. So I think just about everyone could like this. And especially if you think you don't like Pinotage, I think you would like this wine.
Mm-hmm. We had this with steak from the grill. It held up very, very well. It is not too opulent and it has enough structure in it to balance the fruit. I thought this is, especially for about $15 a bottle, the Southern Rite Pinotage, a kind of a winner. So our two wines for this morning, the 2014 Southern Rite Pinotage and the 2014 Maison Nicolas Perrin Viognier. Both nice for summer. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Katya Harrison.
Cheers.